Okay, we left off over here on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where the lines widen. Amar Rava, Hiskachili lechetzi mekudeshes, chetziyech mekudeshes li eina mekudeshes. And Abaye has a problem with this statement of Rava. Amar Abaye la Rava, maishna chetziyech mekudeshes li de eina mekudeshes, isha amar rachmana velo chatzi isha, hachanami, Ish Amar Rachmana v'lo chatzi ish. And then the Gemara and Rava responds, Amalei hachi hashta, hasam isisa lebeitrei lo chazia, ela gavra mi lo chazia lebeitrei, v'achi kamar la, de'i be'inan l'minsa v'achrisei nisivna adkan. The issue over here is not in terms of the hava mina of Abaye. The issue over here is in terms of the maskana of Rava, right? That what does Abaye point out? Abaye points out, look, you say that chetzech mekudeshes li eina mekudeshet. Namely, that we have a gzeras hakasuv, this is the way Abaye understands it, we have a gzeras hakasuv, that there's no concept of chatzi ishus by a woman. Isha, v'lo chatzi isha. You marry an entire woman, you don't marry a partial woman. And so Abaye asks, why then do we have this inequality? Why then do we say hiskachili lechetzi mekudeshet? Why does it appear that there is ishus, there is chatzi ishus for a man? In other words, the same way that you're doresh, isha velo chatzi isha, why aren't you parallel to that being doresh ish velo chatzi ish? That lechor is clear, that in the hav amina, we have a gzeras hakasuv that there's no chatzi ishus by a woman, but that there is a concept, what Abaye seems to say, that there is chatzi ishus by a man. The question is, what over here is Rava responding to Abaye? Is Rava staying within Abaye's mindset and just sort of answering up his issues? Or is Rava turning over the table and telling Abaye, you misunderstood me altogether? Between whom and whom is this a machlokas? The Ravid and? The Ravid is one opinion, but... And the Rashba. The Ravid and the Rashba, this is exactly lechora, their machlokas. Let's talk it out first outside, and you know what are the two logical possibilities, and then let's see it inside of the Ravid and the Rashba. I mean, one possibility is that Rava says, "You're right, Abaye. You're right. You understood me exactly. I am saying that there is no chatzi ishus by a woman, but there is chatzi ishus by a man." And I'll explain it to you, that by a woman, we have a gzeras hakosev of isha velo chatzi isha, while by a man, we do not have such a gzeras hakosev, and a man can marry two wives, half to this wife, and half to this wife, that we can have a man who is bifurcated in two, that we have a man who is bifurcated in four. A man can marry as many wives as he wants, and he'll be a half a husband to this one, and a half a husband to this one, and a half a husband to this one, etc. What do we do with the pasuk? Okay, so the Ravid will come up with a drasha for the pasuk, but that Rava is saying, Abaye, you're right on. You got it right. You understood me that I am distinguishing between a man and a woman. There is no chatzi ishus by a woman, but there is chatzi ishus by a man. That is one way of learning. As a logical possibility, we're going to see that in a little while in the Ravid. What's the other way of learning? That what is Rava telling Abaye? That you got me all wrong, right? That I hold that there's a gzeras hakosuv, that there's no chatzi ishus by a man, and there's no chatzi ishus by a woman. There's no difference between a man and a woman. You're 100% correct. Isha velo chatzi isha, ish velo chatzi ish. I never said that there was half an ishus by a man. The only question is, what does a person mean when he says chetzi? or what does the person mean when he says chetziach by a woman, when he says chetziach mekudeshet li? What he means is, I want to be mekadesh only half of you. There we have a gzeras hakasuf. There's no such thing as half a woman. By a man, when he says chetzi, right? That when he says hiskad shiri lechetzi, what the man means is that I'm mekadesh you totally. But why did I say chetzi? Because I'm pointing out to you that I can very well marry another woman as well. Namely, the question over here is not whether there is a din of chatzi issues. Vaday, there's no din of chatzi issues. The only question is one of interpretation. What does chatzi and chatziach mean? So Rava is saying that when he says chatziach, it means he wants you to be mekadesh half of her. That we have a gzeras hakasuf you can't do. But when he says chatzi, what he means is, I want to totally marry you. But just as I'm totally marrying you, I can also marry woman X and Y and Z. Okay, in other words, is Rava rejecting the Havamina of Abaye? That is the Rashba. Or is Rava accepting the Havamina of Abaye? And pointing out that we have a certain lack of symmetry within the view of man and woman. So let's look at the Rashba and the Ravid inside. Hachi ka amar ibi ina leminsa vachrisa kosav haRavid. The ish, again, within the Ravid, we have this inequality that isha comes to exclude chatzi isha. But by ish, there's no problem of having chatzi ishus. A man can be half married. It's not a problem. So what do we do with the pasuk of ish? So ish lemiyute mitzvah chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorim. Shekidesh is a totally, over here we're dealing with that you have to be a full ish in order to be mekadesh. If you're half an ish, if you're a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorim, you cannot be mekadesh. Dehasam vaday havi chatzi ish. Kedeisa begitim. V'nira, points out the Rashba, Shehuz al-Mafaresh, the Rava Hachika Mahadarle. Chetziech mikudeshet li, hainu chatzi isha, de kama ma'et rachmana, al-korcha chatzi isha mamash, hu de mekadesh. That we must be talking about a situation where he wants to be mekadesh a chatzi isha, and that we have a gzera sakasiv you can't do. We have no other way of interpreting his words. Ela mishu chatzi ish, that there's no miut on being half a husband. You can be half a husband. Half a husband means that you can be mekadesh more than one wife. You can be half a husband. What then is the miut? Only by someone who is a chatzi ish. The hainu chetzio ever chetzio ben chorin. Comes the Rashba and has two powerful questions on the Ravid. One from a Gemara and one from an internal problem in our sugi. Tamhani al divrei harav. Deim Isa, if he is correct, ki ibayilan hasa beperak hashaleach. When we have that Gemara in Gizanaf Mem Gimel Med Aleph, the Gemara asks, mi shechetzio eved lechetzio ben chorin shekidesh bas chorin mahu, and the Gemara leaves it as a lo ifshita. Why did the Gemara leave it as a lo ifshita? Our Gemara paskins according to the Ravid that eina mekudeshet. Havel lemivshat midchsiv ish velo chatzi ish. The ilu liskachi lechetzi lo asi. The hachazia lekula v'ibina ninseva achrisei ko'amar k'ramar hacha. Problem number one is what the Ravid is saying is against the Gemara in Gittin. Va'od de ledivrei haravzal havi lan lemeimar de isha de kamamait rachbana dumi de chatzi ish umiute de bechetzi shifshira bechetzi baschorim kamamait. That we have two miutim of two words that it says kiyikach ish isha. These two words are one next to the other. And we're learning, isha means as opposed to chatzi isha. And ish means as opposed to chatzi eved ben chatzi ben chorin. Why are we moving so far afield. Let's say that both miyutim are to be ma'id, someone is only half a Jew, or both miyutim are to be ma'id chatzi ishus, both from an ish or an isha. Why do we have a lack of symmetry between the two drashos? Avo makadesh chatzi isha kevin dechazi leila kula mekudeshet. So because of these two questions, the Rashba rejects the Ravid. Umistabra the Hachi Perusho, Al Korchin, Chetziach Mikudeshesli also doesn't, Chetziach Mikudeshesli doesn't work not because of Gzeras HaKosev. Namely, within the world of Gzeras HaKosev, the Ravid can be correct. That we can have Gzeras HaKosev on the woman and not have Gzeras HaKosev on the man. Even if it's a lack of symmetry, but you can have such a situation. That's the whole nature of Gzeras HaKosev. Gzeira himilfanai. It's a chok. That we do not have a din of chatzi ishus by a woman. We do have a din of chatzi ishus by a man. But according to the Rashba, this is not Gzeras HaKosev. We're dealing over here with a svara. That chatziach mikudeshesli mishayer bikinyano hu. That we can't have. The svara is that we can't have half of a kinyan. You can't be half married. That marriage is a kinyan. You can't be half married, and then it's irrelevant if it's the man or the woman. Just like the woman can't be half married, the man can't be half married. We're not building on Gzeras HaKosev Kidikasalka Daitach as Abaye thought. Abaye thought we're dealing with Gzeras HaKosev. He wanted to understand why the Gzeras HaKosev is on the woman, not on the man. Rabbi says it's not Gzeras HaKosev. Ela Mishum Shiura de Meshayer Bikinyano. It's a Svara. There's no concept of Chatzi Ishus. His kachi lechetzi, when I say I want to be half a husband, lav mishayir de kinyanohu, I'm not planning on being half a husband, not a full husband. Hachi kamarga, ibeinon leminsevach risayd nesivna. I'm telling her, I want to be a full husband, but just as I can be a full husband to you, I can be a full husband to someone else. Vehechi dami chatzi ish, gondem afarish lo lechetzi mamash velo kulei. Were he to tell her, black and white, I want to be half your husband. I want to have a relationship of halfway, where we're going to have a half ishus. What would be the halacha according to the Rashba? Doesn't get off the ground. What about according to the Ravid? Works. According to the Ravid, there's only a Gzeras HaKosev that a woman can't be half married, but a man can be half married. According to the Rashba, we're dealing with a svara. There's no such thing as half marriage. It's irrelevant if we're dealing with a man or a woman. Okay? So this then is the basic machlokas between the Rashba and the Ravid, which is not so much of a problem that we have such a machlokas, namely that according to the Rashba, we're dealing with a svara, which applies both to a man and to a woman. There's no such thing as half ishus. But what the man meant was that I can also marry someone else. I'm a full husband, but I can be a full husband to someone else as well. The Ravid says, no. We're dealing on the level of Gzeras HaKosev. We have a Gzeras HaKosev. A woman can't be a half wife, but a man can be a half husband. There's no Gzeras HaKosev on the man. The word ish comes to exclude the chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. There's a lack of parallelism between the drushas. Okay. That's not, in other words, that's the rabbi simply holds that way. What do we do with the Gemara in Gittin? Okay, so we have two sugyas. That sugya held it with Suffolk, and our sugya holds it in Mekudeshet. Now, the rabbi is not, because of kashas, he's not going to give up his shita. There are kashas on the shita of the rabbi. The problem is, here we have a Ravid who has a organic view of our sugya, and we have the Rashba who has this organic view of our sugya. One views the Gzeras HaKosev, the other views it as a svara, but the Rambam appears to fall between the chairs. Let's look at the Rambam. We have a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, one in Perek Dalet, one in Perek Gimel, relating to the two issues that we're talking about. What do we do with the sugya in Gittin? And how do we understand our sugya? And what does the Rambam say? Mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin shekidesh bas chorin harezo safik kedushin. Who does he learn the sugya? Who does he paskin like? Like the Rashba or the Ravid? He paskins like the Rashba. That sugya is the koveya, and that remains, in other words, that the world of ish, v'lo chatzi ish, has nothing to do with chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Right? Chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin remains a safek kedushin. How would we expect then that the Rambam would learn our sugya? If he paskins like the sugya over there, that chetzi eved chetzi ben chorin is safek mekudeshet, how then would we expect that he learns our sugya?
Like the Rashba.
Namely, that there's no such thing as chatzi ishus, and simply, it's all a question of what he meant. Right? If he meant chatzi ishus, it doesn't get off the ground. But if he meant to say, I'm a whole husband, I can marry someone else, that's fine. So, ha'omer le'isha, his kachi lachetzi hareza mekudeshet. That everyone agrees. That's Rav's statement. Ha lemaze dome. Why? La omer la tihi ishti at v'acheret shenimtza she'en la ela chatzi ish. What? How does he learn this statement of his kachi lachetzi hareza mekudeshet? Like the Rashba or like the Ravid? Nimtza she'en la ela chatzi ish. This is the Ravid, that there is no gzeras hakasuv on the man. There's only a gzeras hakasuv on the woman. But if there's only a gzeras hakasuv on the woman, what do you do with the gzeras hakasuv of the man? The chorish for chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. The Rambam doesn't apply it to that. Namely, how do you learn our sugya like the Ravid and still paskin like the sugya over there in Gittin? It doesn't appear, in other words, that if you learn our sugya like the Rashba, everything is fine. Namely, that when you said, Omer l'chachetzi, what you meant was that you are totally her husband, but you can marry someone else, because there is a svara. You can't have a shir in the kinyan. But the Rambam seems to say there's no svara. You can have a shir in the kinyan. That what he said was, Nimsa en ela chatzish, there's no problem with being half a husband. If there's no problem being half a husband, so what do we do with the word ish? Ki yikach ish isha? It comes to be to mimayt the chatzi ben chorin. Where do we say the Rambam is somehow the Ravid, but the Gemara in Gittin doesn't bother us? Or do we say the Rambam is the Rashba, but somehow he learns differently? How did you understand the Rambam? I mean, Alti, in Svara, you could understand in both directions. Namely, you could say the Rambam is like the Ravid, like he writes in Perek Gimel, Nimtza she'en la ela chatzi ish, and there's no problem of having a chatzi ish. I then, l'chora, what do we do with the gzeres hakasuv of ish? Maybe the Rambam has another drasha for ish. I don't know. Maybe, you know, he can't use it for chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, because he paskins that that's suffic. Maybe he has some other drasha, which we just don't know. I don't know. That's one possibility. The other possibility, I think, would be sharper, and that is to say that maybe the Rambam understood like the Rashba, that our sugya is based on svara. Namely, the Havamina was Gzeres HaKosov. That was Abayi's Havamina. But Rava is answering, no, I'm not basing myself on Gzeres HaKosov. It's a svara. But where does the svara apply? According to the Rashba, the svara has to apply across the board to a man and a woman. If there is no chatzi isha, there is no chatzi ish, because there's no chatzi ishus. But what could the svara of the Rambam be? Not that there's no chatzi ishus, but rather only that there is no inachinami, it's a shir in the kinyan. Let's learn like the Rashba. But it's not an issue of ishus, it's an issue of isha. Namely, you can have a svara that a woman can't be half a wife, but you can have a concept of half a marriage. Namely, the issue over here is not in terms of marriage, it's in terms of the gavra of the woman. The gavra of the woman can't be married to two husbands. We can't have half a wife, but you can have, according to the Rambam, half a marriage. From the side of the husband, it's not an issue. From the side of the wife, it's an issue. Namely, that we're not dealing over here, ish and isha are not dinim of gzeres hakosuv. that the Rashba is correct, we can't have a shear in the kinyan. So to ask to be Mekadesh half a wife, that's a shear in the kinyan. But for the Mekadesh to only marry from his side, I'm only half married, that's not a shear. That's not a problem. You can have a situation of Eino Ela Chatzi Ish, that we don't have to necessarily say that the shear is in Ishus. Ishus means in the institution of marriage. That's where the Rashba understood. In the institution of marriage, there's no halfway house. Marriage is all or nothing. That's the Rashba. Irrelevant for the man or for the woman. Yitachayda, you can say no. That the marriage can be halfway on the side of the husband. You can't have a halfway marriage on the side of the wife. Then you can deal with it not as a gzeras hakasuv, as a svara, but the svara will go halfway. And then, since we're not doing gzeras hakasuv, we don't have to say that ish comes to exclude chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. The Rambam can paskin like the sugya in Gittin. On the other hand, the Rambam can paskin like the Rashba that we have over here, a svara, but the svara is only, and the svara is shear in kinyan, but the shear of the kinyan is only for the man, not for the woman. Let's do, maybe. In other words, the hav amina, Abaye, held clearly that we're dealing on the level of a gzeras hakasuv, and then we have a gzeras hakasuv by an isha, and not by an ish. That was Abaye's Havamina. And he didn't understand that, but that's the way he understood Rava. In the Maskana, Rava can go in one of two directions. He can either say, you're correct. We have Xeris HaKosuv. The Xeris HaKosuv applies to the Isha. In terms of the word Ish, that excludes the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. That's the way the Ravid understood. And that has implications for the din of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin gets married, but a man, but we can have a case of Chatzi Ish. In other words, you can have Ishus L'Chatzoyin Eitzo Haba. This is all within the Ravid. Or maybe Rava is saying, you got me all wrong. I'm talking about a Svara, that there's a problem of Shir Bikinyan. But this Svara can be understood by the Rashba in one way and by the Rambam in another way. According to the Rashba, the Shir and the Kinyan, E. Ebshar Ishus L'chatzoy. You can't have an institution of half marriage, both by the man and by the woman, that neither the husband nor the wife can get married halfway. Why then, when the husband says, why does it work? Because what he meant was, I'm totally your husband, I can marry someone else. But the Rambam can say, no, the Svara is, Yeshar, the Isha, L'chatzoy. You can't have half a wife, but you can have half a husband. Right? And therefore the Rambam says that we can have half a husband. It's not a problem. Not mitzad gzeras hakasuv, mitzad svara. We're not working off of gzeras hakasuv, so we never get involved in the issue of chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. Okay? Yeah?
So what did Rabbi write about by ish and the raven?
When the Torah says isha, it means velo chatzi isha. And when the Torah says ish, it means velo chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. It's a lack of parallelism? Okay, it's a lack of parallelism. It's against the Gemara and Gittin? Okay, it's against the Gemara and Gittin. But that's the right. But you can have your cake and eat it. You can say that we can distinguish between the man and the woman, not on the level of Gzeres HaKosuv, like the Raiva did, but on the level of Svara, like the Rashba. But as opposed to saying that the Svara is on the institution of Ishus, of marriage, the Svara is only on the institution of wife, not on the institution of husband. had a very interesting, make an aside for a moment, but while you're digesting what we wrote, I gave a shiur in Harnof to a group of friends that we learned together in MTA and in YU, and we still learn together some 45 years down the line. And so I give the shiur, and basically what we're learning here. So we're behind. It would be nice to be there ahead, but there and behind where we are currently. And and I was talking about Matana Nasla Hachzir, and so I mentioned that we have Machokas as a mechanism, right? So I began to say, like, why does it work? And then I corrected myself, and I said, I don't mean why does it work, I mean how does it work? And so there's the head of the psychology department in Bar Ilan, he's a friend, attends this year, he says, he came to me that he has a student, a woman student, who said that's exactly the difference between how men and women learn Gemara. That when men learn Gemara, they ask how things work. They're concerned with how things work. The whys don't concern them. Right? In other words, why a woman should be Mekudesh with a prutz, just like a field, that doesn't bother us. In other words, we're concerned with the how. Given. It's a given. All we want to understand is the mechanisms of how. A woman is bothered by the why. It's not fair, etc. And so the student wanted to say that that if you make an experiment in the Gush and in Migdal Oz, she's a Gresh in Migdal Oz, you'll find that all the men are concerned with the house and all the women are concerned with the wives. And then 10 years down the line, when both of them are going to be lawyers, you'll find that the men make a total difference between what they learned in Gemara and what they're doing in their field. And the women tend to integrate it because they were concerned with the wives, and the wives should be similar. The how, this is Gemara, and this is English law, and the two have totally different hows. So I pointed out that the reason that we deal with how is not because we're men, but that's the tradition of Moshe Kibel Torah Misina and Besar Yoshua, that we don't understand the wise. In other words, we can offer, perhaps, like maybe in the year, a nice svar of Rav Kook, marrying a woman, like you're buying a field in Eretz Yisrael, whereas it's Kedusha, etc. But that's, we view that as just an attempt to maybe find the glimpse of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, but basically we view everything as Gzeiras HaKasa. We just want to understand the how, not the whys. And someone coming from the system from the outside, so they want to understand, but that's already tamei hamitzvos. That's not learning. Learning is to understand the house. Halavai we would understand the whys. And sometimes we can understand the little bit, but we have to realize that so over here we're talking about the how, not the why, right? And it was the fact that the Rashba says that ishus. There's no such thing as half Isha. So everyone says there's no such thing as half Isha. You know what? This is the way they understood the Gemara, in each of them in his own direction. But not necessarily that you can build a whole theory of Jewish marital hashkafa based on this sugya. Okay, that was just an aside. Okay, but let's move over to the world of the Yaakov mentioned over here, this abbreviation of Chatzi Eved Chatzi ben Chorin. Since we mentioned him, so we find something very, very unusual in the Rambam, that when it comes to the world of mitzvos, what does Rambam say about a Chatzi Eved Chatzi ben Chorin? Is he chayev mitzvos, or is he potter mitzvos? What? Basically, he's chayev, right? That's the Rambam. In Hilchos Shofar, I'm sorry that I was dyslexic and switched the aleph and the beis, but I hope you figured it out, right? That Hakol Chayovim Lishmoa Kol Shofar, Kohenim Levim Yisraelim Geirim Avodim Mishuchrarim Avodim V'Noshim Pturim Umisha Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin. Namely, half of him is Chayov and half of him is not Chayov. Chayovim. Okay? That we view him in terms of mitzvos as Chayov. What about in terms of ne'emanus? What about in terms of ne'emanus? There's, in other words, in a court. A goy has no ne'emanus. An eved has no ne'emanus. A Jew has full ne'emanus. How do we view him in the world of ne'emanus? What does Rambam say? Misha chetzio eved chetzio ben chorin? Pasul le'edus. And how do we view him, we saw, in the world of Ishus? As Rambam Paskin? Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin wants to get married to a woman, is she married? No? We just saw it. So what's going on over here? Why don't we say, if he's chayav in mitzvos, he has ne'emanos and he has issues. If he has no ne'emanos, he's potter from mitzvos, and there's no kedushin. Why do we have one direction in the world of mitzvos, another totally opposite direction in the world of ne'emanos, and the world of issues we have a suffix? The Rambam should be consistent, no? Had the Rambam held that Safik Daraisa Lachum would be Daraisa, you may have a point. But the Rambam holds that Safik Daraisa Lachum is Midrabana. Namely, that if this would be a Safik, it means that he'd be Chayev in the Mitzvah, that he'd be pater midoraisa, because Safik Darabanan Laku, he'd be pater midoraisa, and only Chayev midrabana. Rambam says Chayev. Hakol chayavim. It's mashmi is chayav midoraisa, not because of a suffix. Over here, pasul. I mean, you know, again, it could be. You're 100% correct. Suffix pasul is pasul, but the Rambam generally is much more clear in terms of his definitions. So, but again, this wouldn't work out according to the Rambam l'shitasa. It should be pater because safek doraisa lachumra lakula mi doraisa, and therefore this should be pater mi doraisa. No, what do you say? I agree with Ari. The Rambam is consistent, but what's the consistency within the Rambam? Let's take
like a Isha.
An Isha is not Safek Mekudeshet. We're dealing with a Chatzi Chatzi. Well, but Yaakov is correct. I think the direction you're going to. And so let's look at an Eved. Let's take his Achilles heel, his weak point. Okay? So an Eved is patur mi mitzvos, and an Eved is pasaleis. Correct? And by... Okay. Perhaps these are for two very different reasons. Maybe the Eved is pater for mitzvos because of a chisaron in Kedushas Yisrael. But that's not why he's pasulin from Eidus. He's pasul in Eidus because he's mufka min ne'emanus. And simply the concept of ne'emanus doesn't apply to an Eved. What if we're dealing with someone who's a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chorin? Is there a steer between these two? What are we adding in the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin? What are we adding in? We're adding in. We're giving plus Kedushas Yisrael. So in the realm of mitzvos, the Eved was patur because there was not enough Kedushas Yisrael. But now that we add in Kedushas Yisrael, then chayav. But in the realm of ne'emanos, so what that we added in some Kedushas Yisrael? His issue wasn't one of Kedushas Yisrael. His issue was that simply he has no
He has no nemanus. And so even if we're going to add in Kedushas Yisrael, so if a Ganav has total Kedushas Yisrael, but he lacks nemanus. And with Kedushas Yisrael is not the modeh, is not the factor that defines nemanus. So we'll take the Eved, who's Mufka from nemanus, and add Kedushas Yisrael. Take a Ganav and make him a Kohen. That's not going to give him nemanus. So he's a Kohen, he's a Ganav. He has a lot of Kedusha. Kedusha doesn't impact on that. In other words, these are two different realms. This is a realm, the world of mitzvos is a realm which is totally in Kedusha. The Eved doesn't have enough Kedusha. Even though he was nitbal, it doesn't have enough Kedusha. But a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben Korim, we added Kedusha, we can get him over the hump, okay. That, when the people who jump over,
oh.
Right. So when you raise the pole, in Hebrew we call it lavot haraf. What do you call it in English? When you raise the pole another half a centimeter, another. Okay. You know, he's over that hump. Okay. He's reached enough Kedushas Yisrael to be chayav in mitzvos. But the fact that we add Kedushas Yisrael doesn't change the fact that he's mufka from Nemanus. Okay? So there's no steer between these two. What could the suffix be as to whether there is Ishus?
Whether or not it's enough Kedusha to make him.
Why is an Eved, there's no Ishus by an Eved. Why?
When do we put Eved in the in the Nemanus category?
Not Nemanus, but is the Eved Mufka from Kedushin, or simply there's not enough Kedushas Yisrael? That's the suffix over here. Namely, in the world of mitzvahs, clearly it's a din of Kedushas Yisrael. In the world of Nemanus, clearly it's a din that is Mufka from Nemanus. But when we move to the world of Ishus, it's unclear why an Eved can't get married. Is it because he's simply not in the Parsha at all? And then my nachgamina, if we answer, he's not in the parsha. Or do we say no? He's in the parsha, but does have nafkushas Yisrael. But we'll give him more kushas Yisrael. That'll take him over. Then we were not sure whether we should compare Ishus to mitzvahs or compare Ishus to the world of Eidus conceptually. That's the subject by Ishus. So the Rambam is very, very, very beautiful, right? That all in chatzi Eved chatzi Ben Korim. We have to ask, what is the realm we're talking about? If the realm is an issue of Kedushas Yisrael, he has enough Kedushas Yisrael. If the issue is that perhaps because he's in Eved, he's Mufka from this area, then adding Kedushas Yisrael isn't going to help. So we have mitzvahs clearly dependent on Kedushas Yisrael. Ne'amanas clearly has nothing to do with Kedushas Yisrael. Issues, here we have a suffix. What is it based on? Yeah?
It's hard for me to understand because I feel like you can see the same thing by. By mitzvos. Meaning, sorry, which one is he lacking in Kedushas Yisrael? By Eidus. No, by Eidus. He's passed on Eidus because he doesn't have.
No, Eidus is nothing new to Kedushas Yisrael. People who have Kedushas Yisrael are Mufka from Eidus. A woman is Mufka from Eidus. She has full Kedushas Yisrael, but she's Mufka from Eidus. She has Nemanus, but she's Mufka from Eidus.
So what is Eidus Toy in it?
So Eidus, in other words, by the Eved has no Ne'emonus.
Yeah.
Like a Goy has no Ne'emonus. He has simply, that's a reality, he has no Ne'emonus. If we're going to air Kedushas Yisrael, it's not going to change his level of Ne'emonus. He's still a Chatzi.
He also is Chatzi Ben Korin, so he does have partially Ne'emonus. Meaning, that aspect of him that's not an Eved.
Had it been, again, in the world of Kedushas Yisrael, he has an Eved. I'll start this way. An Eved has partial Kedushas Yisrael. Right? That he started off as a goy. We were mal and tovel him as an Eved. So he has partial Kedushas Yisrael. He has partial Kedushas Yisrael. But that, in other words, and so we say that then, he is pater from mitzvos, like a woman is pater from mitzvos. Okay? So a woman is pater from shofar. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So an eved is pater from shofar. He doesn't have enough Kedushas Yisrael to bring him into that world of total mitzvos. The moment that he's chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, we're adding Kedushas Yisrael. Rambam says that already brings him into the world of mitzvah saseh shazman grama that previously he was pater from. However, the Rambam says that this eved is pasul le'edus. That the eved is pasul le'edus, that even though he has partial Kedushas Yisrael, and even though he's a man, he can't give edus. To add more Kedushas Yisrael isn't going to change...
Why? Well, I'm saying, if we're coming up with this whole construct that if we add Kedushas Yisrael to the other one, it will work. So, I mean, why can't we just add Kedushas... If we add Kedushas Yisrael to this case as well, why can't it also work? Even though it's dependent on Ne'amanus, even though it's dependent on...
But you're saying that every Yisrael has the Ne'amanus.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Oh.
In other words, that Ne'amanus is not totally on Kedushas Yisrael. Okay. So the fact we add Kedushas Yisrael, that's okay, we give a tip of a ganav, right? In other words, we have a ganav, so he lacks Ne'amanus, even though he has full Kedushas Yisrael. Okay, any case, that was just...
I thought that was going to ask, why is it like Kedushas that the added Kedushas Yisrael only is a something? Why not by mitzvahs is it also a something?
Because we're not sure. In other words, in the world of mitzvahs, it's all totally in Kedushas Yisrael. That's the only factor. So we find that when we add Kedushas Yisrael, that's enough. But it's clear, the question in Ishus, is the lack of Ishus the lack of Kedushas Yisrael, or is the lack of Ishus more similar to the Psul Eidus, namely he is simply Mufka, he's not in the Parsha. If he's not in the Parsha, then adding Kedushas Yisrael isn't going to help him. If he's basically in the Parsha, just doesn't have enough, right? So that, by Ishus, we don't know what the factor is. We just don't know what the factor is. In other words, we know that when a full Eved were to marry a Jewish woman, there's no Ishus at all. There's no need for a get. There's no concept of Ishus. It just doesn't exist by an Eved. Yes?
Why is it clear the issue by mitzvos is kedusha and not that he's mufka for mitzvos possibly?
Because he's not mufka for mitzvos. He's chayiv in mitzvos lo saseh. The eved is chayiv in mitzvos lo saseh. He's chayiv in mitzvos saseh shelo hazman grama. The eved is chayiv to keep Shabbos. Right? He's chayiv to put what's the mitzvos saseh shelo hazman grama. He's chayiv in ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. He's kind of in what?
Kind of matzah. I mean,
if we say that tefillin is a mitzvah asay shelo hazman grama, so he's chayiv in tefillin. In other words, whatever mitzvahs asay there are shelo hazman grama, he's chayiv. He's only pater from mitzvahs asay shazman grama. The eved is pater from shofar. He's pater from sukkah, right? When tevi eved of Rabbi Gamliel would sleep under the bed in the sukkah because he's pater from sukkah. The moment, but were he to have two owners, and one of them were to be mashachar him, then the Rama paskins he's chayiv in mitzvos, he's chayiv in shofar, he'd be chayiv in sukkah, he'd be chayiv in matzah, he's chayiv anyway. Right? In other words, then he'd be chayiv. So the whole issue was one of the degree of Kedushas Yisrael. That he's, how do you, in other words, because he's chayiv, when I say over here, potter be mitzvos, not from all mitzvos, the Eved is chayiv. He's you know, in all mitzvahs lo saseh. It's also for him to steal. It's also for him to eat chazir. It's also for him to to be bo'al anida. All mitzvahs lo saseh are asar on him. The issues are the mitzvahs aseh shazban grama. So there the Rambam paskens, the moment that we add in more Kedushas Yisrael, he moves over into a chiv. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara then points out, Amale Marzutra. Marzutra turns to Rava and says, Amale Marzutra bereid the Marahmari l'Ravina. That doesn't turn to Rava, turns to Ravina and says, Based on Rava, why does Rava say, Chetzech Mekudeshes li, Eina Mekudeshes, Nifshitula Kedushe Bekula? We have a concept of hitpashtut.
that Kedusha spreads to fill the entirety. Milo Tanya Ha'omer Raglo Shalzo Ola Tehe Kulo Ola. Vafil the Mandomer Ein Kulo Ola Hanimir Lehecha the Makdish Dabar She'ein HaNeshama Tuya Bo, like a regal. Avon Makdish Dabar She'ein Tuya Bo Havya Kulo Ola. And so over here we were Makdish half a woman. Half a woman, if you take away half a woman, she can't live. So we're dealing with Dabar She'ein Tuya Bo. So the Kule Alma, we should have a din over here of Hitpashtut HaKedusha. So why does Rava say Chetzech Mekudeshesli Eina Mekudeshet? We should say Hitpashtut. Okay? That's the question. But we have two worlds of Rava. We have a world of Rava that used to be over here on the board of Gzeres HaKosov, and we have a world of Rava of a Svara. So let's take these two worlds of Rava. Okay? If we say that the reason that Chetzech Mekudeshetli doesn't work is because the Torah says Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, that we have Gzeres HaKosov, then what do you say about, well, maybe let's start the other side. Okay, I'm sorry. If we say that the reason that Chetzech Mekudeshetli doesn't work is because of a Svara. What's the Svara? Ein shir b'kinyan. You can't have half a kinyan. Either you can't have half a kinyan of marriage, or you can't have half a kinyan of a married woman, at Rashba, Rambam, but it's a Svara. Should the world of Hispashtus impact on that Svara? The Svara is, there's no such thing as half a marriage or half a woman. But if we have a din of Hitpashtut, when I say Chetzech Mekudeshetli, right? When I say Chetzech Mekudeshetli, what should be? If we have a din of Hitpashtut, then it fills the entire woman. There's no shear. Namely, that's a powerful question. The whole issue of Rava is you can't have half a woman, but if we have a world of Hitpashtut, you don't have half a woman, you have the whole woman. You have the whole woman. So that's what Rava, that's what Marzutra is asking Ravina. What happened to the world of Hitpashtut? Shouldn't Hitpashtut take away the shiur? Shouldn't Hitpashtut take away that which was missing? Right? We can't have half a wife, or we can't have half a marriage, but the Hitpashtut will give us a full life. It'll give us a full marriage. But if you hold that the din of Rava is Gzeres HaKosuv, Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, then Melchora, what's that Gzeres HaKosuv telling us?
Specific din by Isha.
That there's no din of Hitpashtut. Namely, if it's Gzeres HaKosuv, the Gzeres HaKosuv is telling us Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha. The Gzeres HaKosuv is telling us is that this is an exception. The Gzeres HaKosuv is telling us that it doesn't get off the ground. So what in the world is Marzutra asking? In other words, if you learn Rava like the Rashba and the Rambam, then we understand. But if you learn Rava, that we have a Gzeres HaKosuv that doesn't allow, that even though there is a din of Chatzi Ishus by a man, but we don't allow for Chatzi Ishus by a woman, that's a Gzeres HaKosuv, so how is this Pashtut going to help us? So what I suggested to you to understand this is to look at the Sefer HaMakneh on the Tosfos, on Zayin Amud Beis, where the Sefer HaMakneh totally turns the Gemara on its head. Look at the Sefer HaMakneh together. Two kasha, says the Sefer HaMakneh. My kasha, Dilma Hasam, Shaini, Kishemakdish Chatzi Behema, I'll call Panim, also a Chatzi Kodesh. Afilu Ragla Shalzo Ola, Mandamar Dein Kulo Ola, Kodesh Ragla. It starts off, Betimache Lutzarche Ola, Chenam Rinan, the Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Namely, we understand why Hitpashtus works in an animal, because once part of it is Kadosh, so it's going to spread. Ma she'en kein be'isha, de'ena mekudeshet l'chatzoyin klal, b'shum Kedusha. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv. So how can you speak about Hitpashtus? My chos is the name of Nispashtu HaKedushin Bekula, Adraba, the name of the Ein Dvar of Kul. This is exactly what bothered the Sefer HaMakneh. If you learn like the Ravid, if you learn that we're dealing with a world, that we have a Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Kedushin, this is no such thing as half
half kedushin. It just doesn't get it off the ground. Half kedushin is equal to zero kedushin. That's exeris hakasuv. So when we have a half can move into a whole. But if there's no half, how can we move into a whole? That's the question that we have. Vit sarich lomar. So the Machna says, the hakushya hacha, the ha de ein miskadeshes lechatzain lo nilmad ela mirishna dekra the mashma isha velo chatzi isha imkain my maksha hachi. Dilma the emes isha mitkadeshet lechatzoyin v'hod the kama rachmana isha haynu mishum the memeira pashtu akedushin bekula v'lo mishkachas klal chatzi isha. What did the Sefer Machna do? In other words, what is Mar Zutra asking on Rava that maybe you, Mr. Rava, got the gzeres hakasuv upside down? The Gzeres HaKosev is not telling us that when you're Mekadesh half a woman, she's not Mekudeshet. What's the Gzeres HaKosev telling us? That when you're Mekadesh half a woman, she's totally Mekudeshet. Because Isha v'lo chatzi Isha. Namely, the Gzeres HaKosev is telling us that there is a din of Hitpashtus. The Gzeres HaKosev is telling us that there's no such thing as chatzi Ishas, because it's always going to be Mespashet to Isha Shlema. The Gzeres HaKosev is that when you're Mekadesh chatzi Isha, she's Kula Mekudeshet. That's the Gzeres HaKosev. Namely, you can read the Gzeres HaKosev in two ways. Rava read it in one way. My sister says, why in the world did Rava read it in that way? He should read it in the opposite way. Rather than understanding that Chatzi Isha is zero, Isha below Chatzi Isha means Chatzi Isha is zero, learn it, Isha below Chatzi Isha, because Chatzi Isha is Kulo, because of his Pashtus. That's the Gzeres HaKosev. The Gzeres HaKosev is that there's always a din of his Pashtus. And that's the question of Ravina on of Mar Zutra, I'm sorry, on Rava. Very powerful. Okay, in other words, simply, if you understand the Gzeres HaKosev like Rava, there's no question of Mar Zutra. The Gzeres HaKosev says Chatzi Isha is zero. Zero can't be mispashet. But if you learn no, the Gzeres HaKosev is telling us Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, there's always going to be a spashtus. When you say Chetziach Mikudeshesli, she's always going to be totally Mikudeshet. Then we come up with the opposite conclusion of Rava. With the same Gzeres HaKosev, but with an opposite conclusion.
So what's the question?
The question is, is on Rava, once we know there's a din of his Pashtus, maybe that is the Gzeres HaKosev, Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha. The Gzeres HaKosev is telling us that because of the din of his Pashtus, you're never going to have half Kedushin. You're always going to have total Kedushin, because of his Pashtus, and therefore, Rava came up with the wrong conclusion. Rava's conclusion of Chesech Mekudeshet Eina Mekudeshet is a wrong conclusion. That from the Gzeres HaKosev of Isha Lo Chatzi Isha, it should be the Chesech Mekudeshet Li Mekudeshet, not Eina Mekudeshet.
Is it
Mar
Zutra's question, or that's the Sefer Machna?
That's Mar Zutra's, that's the way the Sefer Machna understands Mar Zutra. That he asked on Mar Zutra, how did Mar Zutra get off the ground? Don't we have Gzeres HaKosev that half a woman is zero? So what are you asking from an Ola? By an Ola, we say half becomes a whole. But in the world of Ishus, it's zero. Zero can't become a whole. So the answer is no. That according to Mar Zutra, the Gzeres HaKosev is Isha v'lo Chatzi Isha, because of his Pashtus is never Chatzi Isha, and you have a full Kedushin. That's what the Torah means. So over here, before we see the answer of Ravina to Mar Zutra, Tosfos has a very interesting He'ara. What does Tosfos say? Nifshitu kedushin bekula. Tema, the beresh tmura yalef ragla shelzo ola ubedavar shenashama tuya bo mikra. This din of his pashtus isn't a svara that half becomes a whole. It's zeres hakatsuv that half becomes a whole. We have a pasuk kol ashiite mimenu lashem, and in the woman we don't have zeres hakatsuv gavi isha loksi vekroi. So what do you want to move the world of his pashtus from a korban to a woman? In a korban, we have a gzeres hakosov, the din of his pashtus. What does it have to do with marriage? Halo damu lahadadi. So Tosa says, nired lokach diktek Rashi, upiresh daha mekudeshet belashon hekdesh ka'amarla. This concept we saw back, as you recall, on the Beis Amid Beis. This is the language of Kedushin, that asara akulei alma ke hekdesh. And therefore, kedamar b'resh pirkin, asra kulei alma kehekdesh, she'adam osa osa kehekdesh. And that's why the Gemara, Mar Zutra says, if we have a world of his pashtus and hekdesh, And Kedushin is a form of Hekdesh, so the world of Hispashtus should apply to Kedushin. Okay, that's a powerful question. That's Pshat in the Gemara. But then Tosa says, Lefikach, etc. If we're learning that the only reason that a woman is compared to Hekdesh is because of the language, so says Tosfos, if you would Mekadesh and Isha with another language, then there would be no hitpashtus. What that would seem to imply is that the language with which you approach the woman is going to determine your end result. Right? That according to Marzutra, if you tell a woman, Hareyat Mekudeshet li lechetzia, then she'll be totally Mekudeshet, because of hitpashtus. If you tell a woman, Hareyat Mureset li lechetzia, then she's not Mekudesh at all, because there's no such thing as half Ishus. We never saw that there are two tracks of marriage. I mean, this is very, very radical, to say that depending as to what language you use, we're going to have a different form of marriage. So who was bothered by this? Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan was bothered by this tremendously, and Rav Elchanan came up with a beautiful distinction. Let's look together, Rav Elchanan. Kosvu, betosvus kosvu, dilo shayach pashta el mekadesh belashon mekudeshet, the asal kulem akahekdesh, avaro boma haremu reset o at ishti. The kasha, the hacha gabe lo paka bichdi, later on in the Gemara, where it points out that kedushin cannot simply disappear. Mari baomer lo hayom at ishti, velo amar belashon kedushin, we find that the dinim of marriage are compared to hekdesh, irrelevant of what language is being used. We don't find that the language is going to determine the halacha. Are we going to say that there are two worlds of ishus? One world of ishus, which is like hekdesh, and another world of ishus, which is not like hekdesh, depending upon the language you use. No one says that. So here, Rav Elchanan says, v'yesh lomar. Let's just talk out Rav Elchanan outside, and then we'll read it inside. That we have two terms that we can use. We have a term called Talich, and we have a term called Totza'ah. In English, Talich means a process, and Totza'ah is the result. Okay? The process is what the person does. The result can come about also memela, can come about automatically. The totza'ah of marriage, the result of a husband marrying a wife, is that we have, according to everything that we've seen, 1, 2, 3. We have an isur, Akule Alma Tehekdesh. Right? That this woman is now usur on the world. We have a kinyan, that this woman and this man are united in a juridic, in a legal manner. We have a legal kinyan. And we have what we called earlier Zika Vein Yishit. We have a very intimate personal relationship between the parties. Okay? This is the result of Kedushin. We have an Isra Kulei Alma, we have a Kinyan, and we have a Zika Vein Yishit. The question is, what does the man do to bring all of this about? So here, the man can do one of two things. he can either make a kinyan, he can do two, and then one and three will come out of Mimela. Or he can be Mekadesh Akule Alma Kehekdesh, and then two and three will come about in Mela. Namely, if he tells her Hare At Mukudeshetli, he's doing one, and then two and three come about in Mela. If he says Hare At Mukuresetli, he's doing two, and then one and three come about in Mela. Namely, in Achinami, there's more than one way to do the process of Kedushin. Doing the process of Kedusha means that you are accomplishing a legal change. But there, you can either create an Iser, and then the Kinyan comes about Memela, or you can create a Kinyan, and then the Iser comes about Memela. That's what Tosis over here is saying. That when you start with a Kinyan, you're going to end up with an Iser Memela. But there's to be no din of its Pashtus. When you start with an Iser, you're going to end up with an... When you start with an Iser, you're going to end up with a Kinyan Memela. But then there is a din of his Pashtus. Namely, his Pashtus relates to the process. It doesn't relate to the goal. The goal, the end result of Kedushin is all the same. Kedushin is a package deal. But you don't do all three. You do one, and then the Torah brings in the other two. But you have an alternative. You can do... You can be Mekadesh and Isha... via Harayat Muresetli, Harayat Sheli, Harayat Ishti, or you could say Harayat Mekudeshetli, right? Then you know that you can create it via the Iser. That let's read it inside Rav Hanan.
V'yesh lomar, the kedushin yesh kinyan the Iser. Ha the kedushin doma lehekdesh hu rak ha Iser lo ha kinyan. Elo de ever kifin ha mekadesh v'ha iser hu betolada mikoach hakinyan. O lehipuch, o se ha iser v'ha kinyan nimshach me ha iser. Nafkamina linen pashta v'kula. Lo shayach rak be'iser v'lo be'kinyan. Elo memela she ha iser mispashet nimshach hakinyan me ha iser v'ze tam kiyukam. Kishem mekadesh b'loshon kedushin hu o se ha iser. U b'ze shayach pashta v'kula. Memela nasa hakinyan. Im mekadesh b'loshon at ishti, hu osa hakinyan. Ha'iser ba mikoach hakinyan. Bikinyan lo shayach pashta ve'ena mekudeshet kol. Okay? Very nice. I photostated for you another keta in Rav Elchanan with something which is very, very parallel, just to sharpen it a little bit. That we know in the world of hekdesh. I mean, so far so good? We all on the same page? Yeah, okay. We know in the world of Hekdesh that there are two types of Hekdesh. There's what's called Kadshei Mizbeach, the world of Korbanos, Chatos, Ola, Shlamin, and there's Kodesh, Berek HaBayit. I'm a Kadesh, a table, a chair, a sefer, right? I'm giving... So what happens is as follows. When I am, says Rav Elchanan, when I'm a Kadesh, a Korban, what I'm doing is I am creating an Iser Hekdesh. And then Hekdesh now owns this animal, Memela. The process I'm doing is one of Iser. Asura Kulei Almaka Hekdesh is the process of Kodshei Mizbeach. And then the king comes up Memela. When I'm giving a table to Hekdesh, I am creating a kinyan. And then the Iser comes about Memela. In other words, that other people, if they were to use it, it'll be a problem of Me'ila. In other words, that even in, like in the, even in the world of Hekdesh itself, I can come to Hekdesh from two perspectives. Everything which is Hekdesh is both going to be Aser, and Hekdesh is going to have a Kinyan. But in the world of Kodshei Mizbeach, I am creating the Iser, and then Memela the Kinyan comes about. In the world of Berek HaBayit, I'm creating the Kinyan, and then Memela the Iser comes about. Namely, we have a parallel to the world of Kedushin and the world of Hekdesh. The world of Hispashtus is only in the world of Korbanos. The world of Hispashtus is that the Iser will spread, right? Hare regel shalzo ola, hare chetzia ola, that's where we have a dimension. When you start with Iser,
then you can speak about his pashtus. In the world of Bedek Abayit, if I say half a table is Hekdesh, so half a table is Hekdesh. It means I'll sell the table, half the money will go to Hekdesh, half will come to me. Why don't we say his pashtus? You can't say his pashtus in the world of Kinyanim. His pashtus is unique to the world of Iser. That's the Gzeres HaKosov that Tosis quotes. Kol Asher Mimenu. Okay? That the Gzeres HaKosov is found by Kachin Mizbeach. So it's not as though Rav Elchanan is creating a new framework within Kedushin. What he's pointing out is just like in Hekdesh, we can start at one point and end somewhere else, in the world of Kedushin, we also have two starting points. So in the world of Hekdesh, it depends if it's Kachin Mizbeach or Kachin Bedek Abayis. In the world of Kedushin, do you say Hareyat Muresetli, Hareyat Ishti, or do you say Hareyat Mekudeshetli? And both, the end result is both Iser and Kinyan. The question is, what are you starting with? When you're starting with Iser, we have Ispashtus. When you're starting with Kinyan, we don't have Ispashtus. Okay, let's just conclude. So the Gemara, so that was a question of Mar Zutra on Rava. Again, either why should there be a Shir, which we should say Ispashtus, or doesn't Gzeres HaKosov tell us that there's a din of Ispashtus? So Gemara answers, Mi Dami. Hasam Behema. In the world of Behema, we have Ispashtus. Hacha Da'as Acheres. However, in the world of Kedushin, there is no Ispashtus. Because of Da'as Acheres. What does Da'as Acheres mean? How does Rashi learn?
It's off to her retzel, whether she wants to.
That there's another party involved, right? That there is another party involved who doesn't want to be Kura Mekudeshet. She agreed to be Chatzi Mekudeshet. She never agreed to be Kura Mekudeshet. Baya Behema, he has no retzel. Once he's Chatzi Mekudesh, his pashtus will go into all of him. But by a woman, we have over here a process in which we have two parties that are agreeing. She only agreed on the half. But, according to what we learned, how else could you learn Da'as Acheres? This is where I sent you to the Kilas Yaakov. How else, sorry, did you have a chance to see it or you didn't get there yet? What? Okay, so I'll say it outside. Okay. How else could you learn, based on what we just said now, maybe where is there a din of his pashtus? In the world of Hekdesh, where we can view it as what? As starting purely with Iser. When you start purely with Iser, we have a din of his pashtus. Maybe what does Da'as Acheres mean? Then in the world of Kedushin, maybe our assumption was wrong. Maybe even when you say Hareyat Mekudeshetli, what are you doing as well? You're making a kinyan. Right? It requires Das Machna. Even when you say Harev Kudeshetli, we saw in Lefezim Adbeis that Rashi pointed out, Tzorech Daita. And it's not the same as an animal. Maybe you always have a degree of Kinyan. And the moment you have a degree of Kinyan, there's no din of his pashtus. Namely, maybe the Havamina was wrong. The Havamina was just like in the world of Hekdesh, we had this track of starting with Iser and the Kinyan coming in Memela, and there we say his pashtus. Maybe that only applies in the world of Hekdesh. But in the world of Ishus, even when you say Mekudeshetli, we're talking about a process that involves not only Iser, it involves also Kinyan. And then, there's no din of his pashtus. That's Da'as Acheres. In other words, Da'as Acheres is not the woman, Da'as Acheres is the process of Kinyan. That Das Machna. Das Acheres, the moment you have this Das Machna, then there's no din of his pashtus. Nafgamina, whether you learn like Rashi or like the Kilas Yaakov raises, what if the woman says, I'll be happy to be told in Mekudeshet. You said, you want to be Mekadesh half of me, I'll be happy to be whole, all your wife. I don't want to only be half your wife. So if we say that the whole issue of Das Acheres is what that she's the Ma'akevet, here she's not a Ma'akevet. She's all into his pashtus. But if we say it's not a question, it's what she wants. There's no hispashtus in the world of Kinyanim. Hispashtus is only in the world of Iser. So then, no matter what she says, hispashtus is not going to get off the ground. Okay. Hago Damya, Elo Ahadamar of Yochanan,
Behema shel shnei shutvim hikdish chetzia v'chazar l'kacha v'hikdisha kedosha ena kreva osetmura utmurasa kayotzeba. So, just on a simple level, ena kreva, because we don't say his pashtus. Why don't we say his pashtus in behema shel shnei shutvim according to Rashi? Because the other shutaf is not interested in his pashtus, right? According to Kilas Yaakov, because it's the kinyanim. When you have kinyanim, you can't speak about his pashtus. Okay, in other words, that there are two ways of learning the sugya. Okay, we'll stop over here. I began to give you some marmakomas. I'll fill in the marmakomas. Basically, what I'd like to learn with you next time is the Gemara until the two dots. Okay, until the middle of the Amud Tekum. So we'll spend a bit of time on the world of Kodshim, Shmamina, the world of Dichui, and then we have a few more issues that are raised over here in terms of various sfeikos, and so boy Rava, so we'll get up to the, okay, I'll give you the microphone, please.